Hi, it's Dave. So this past week, we had some pretty important news from Jerome Powell and the Fed, and I think it's going to shape the discussion around the stock market for the next year or so. So let's dive into the news on what has changed with the Fed's approach to the market. So in a Financial Times article this past week, Powell said that the increases that propelled inflation to its fastest pace in 30 years had spread much more broadly across the economy in recent months. So Powell is actually admitting now that inflation was bigger, it is bigger than he expected or he recognized prior. So while Powell said he still expected inflation to abate significantly over the next year as supply and demand imbalances were resolved, he added it was no longer appropriate to describe the pressures as transitory. So they're trying to get rid of the word transitory, but basically they're admitting, right, their mistake of calling inflation just transitory is a bigger problem than they first ascribed it to. He says, I think it's probably a good time to retire that word and to try to explain more clearly what we mean. The economy is very strong and inflationary pressures are high, he said. It is therefore appropriate, in my view, to consider wrapping up the taper of our asset purchases, perhaps a few months sooner. So this is actually really big news. I'm going to explain a little bit more what's going on here. So Powell said, he expected the Federal Open Market Committee to discuss a speedier taper at its next meeting on December 14th or 15th. So check those dates out. Then the central bank basically began scaling back its $120 billion a month asset purchase program several weeks ago by $15 billion a month. So for December, we're looking at about $105 billion in bond purchases by the Fed. So this pace puts it on track to cease its bond buying in June, but Powell's comments suggest the Fed could speed up that timeline significantly, paving the way for it to start raising interest rates from rock bottom lows. All right, so a lot of stuff going on here. Powell says, hey, we might end our bond buying, you know, several months earlier than expected because the economy is heating up. Inflation is bigger than we thought. Here is the U.S. stocks while Powell was speaking. And you notice that the stocks dropped on the news of what Powell is trying to do. And people are trying to say, hey, is Powell turning into a hawk, right? He's just trying to pull money from the markets. We'll explain a little bit more here. All right. The two-year treasury, as a response to Powell's talk on Tuesday, basically jumped. And you notice, it's hovering probably close to 0.6% now, kind of showing the market's reaction to the possibility of the Fed increasing interest rates next year. All right. The 10-year treasury, however, actually went down. And this is really interesting because if people were to think, or the markets were to think, that inflation was persistent over many years, you expect the 10-year treasury to go up. Kathy Wood on Friday on her YouTube channel, she thinks that the bond market, by going down, by the yield going down basically, is showing that inflation is not going to last, or that's what they're expecting, or that there will be a recession. And so Kathy's basically betting that she doesn't think inflation is going to last. Now, there is, I think, a long-term or an overarching view in the markets that the Fed is going to need to keep rates low long-term. And this is a long-term kind of trend. And I think this is one of the reasons why we see the 10-year treasury at its low here. On the flip side, though, you have the short-term belief that the Fed is likely going to raise rates to curb inflation, let's say over the next year or two. Therefore, you have the short-term rates bump up. All right, Larry Summers was on Bloomberg on Friday. He is a former Treasury Secretary. He said, it's better for the Fed to get aggressive and to do 4 rate hikes next year rather than doing 8 rate hikes in 2023. So he wants the Fed to be a little bit more aggressive to try to boost up interest rates, trying to cool the economy and curb inflation earlier than later. All right, so we have a dilemma here with the Fed, and here's kind of the balancing act. One is, if the Fed is too aggressive, and they're too aggressive too early, they could cool the economy too much and they risk recession. But on the flip side, if they're late and inflation is out of control, then they have to take even more drastic measures later on to raise the interest rates even further, and then you have a higher risk of recession. I think in response to Powell's comments this past week, you've seen a risk-off behavior in the stock market. So let's take a look at some charts here. So with DocuSign, they had earnings this past week and they got crushed on Friday. Their stock dropped 100 points, basically from like 235-ish to like 135, right? Their stock price, because they showed weak guidance and their quarterly earnings disappointed some. But it's the market's being ruthless to these high growth stocks that don't show really fast growth. The NASDAQ on Friday closed minus 300 points. And then you have Zoom is continuing its downtrend, over the past few months. It's got hit again. You had stocks like Teladoc get hit again. So these kind of more high-flying growth companies are all getting hit across the board, and you name it, Peloton, Upstart, dozens and dozens, of the popular kind of growth stocks. Now, it's also starting this past week, this type of risk-off behavior has been extended now to other more stronger growth stocks that haven't been impacted negatively this year, that actually have been very, very strong this year. So let's take a look at a few of these stock names. So you had Shopify, which is just super strong than most of the year. And now you've seen kind of a dip. You had Square also kind of going trending down over the past, week, and actually this past week too. Then you had CrowdStrike, a big trending down, and you had Tesla just on Friday closing down, 70 points. And Elon Musk didn't even sell stock on Friday. So yeah, I think there is definitely some type of risk off behavior going on that's extending now to these stronger growth stocks like a Tesla or a Shopify, CrowdStrike or others. But on the flip side, I think the market also sees long-term interest rates as being low in the long-term future and for the foreseeable future. And I think what this means is whenever you have low interest rates, you're gonna have always a market for risk and for growth because there are limited places, to make a lot of money. Therefore, I think there's going to be a market for growth. It could be in the next few months, who knows, next year, a more selective market where these growth companies really have to execute on their promised growth plans to maintain the multiples that the markets and investors give. Overall, I think this volatility and uncertainty that we're seeing in the markets likely will continue as the Fed starts to pull back liquidity in the markets. And it's going to be an ongoing, interesting saga of events to follow. Anyways, I hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.